Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This is audio 2.2 of the episode called Today 2, or second part. I am going to read two examples where students use the present perfect to talk about their day. And I'm going to read each sentence twice, so you can repeat. What have you done today? What have you done today? It is June. It is 5 to 8 in the evening, and the oral examiner has asked you, what have you done today? About 6 or 8 correct sentences is usually okay for exams at AOEs or public adult language education in Spain. Sorry, can you repeat, please? Or, excuse me, can you say that again, please? And remember, if the examiner repeats the question, remember to say thank you, okay? Okay, thank you. I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm fine. Well, today I have had a shower. Be careful, okay? I have had an orange juice and coffee for breakfast. I love natural orange juice. The sentences in brackets are optional. It's just in case you want to add something else, okay? I have been to university. Never say I have gone to university. That's impossible in English. Your teacher will explain. I study journalism. I have revised English and German at home for my final language exams. What else? Oh, today I have taken a bus here to this language school. Sometimes I walk. Today I have walked my dog for half an hour. Or you can say, today I have walked my dog in the park. I haven't picked my copies at the coffee shop. Well, remember that you can also use the tense in the negative and in the interrogative, okay? I have watered the plants in my room. If you want to show the teacher that you know a lot, you could use a Saxon genitive and you could say, I have watered the plants in my brother's room. And the teacher says, wow, present perfect and Saxon genitive. Amazing. Today I have had no fruit. There's no fruit at home. There isn't any fruit at home. There isn't any fruit at home. I haven't done the shopping. I haven't done the shopping. I go shopping on Saturdays. I go shopping on Saturdays. Saturday with a capital letter, remember. I have heard the news on the radio. I have heard the news on the radio. The verb to hear is very important, okay? Have you heard the news? For instance, in the interrogative. Have you heard the news? Well, I have heard the news on the radio. Can you say, I have listened to the news on the radio? Yes, of course, okay? I have heard the news on the radio, for instance, while doing the washing up. You pay attention, but you don't pay much attention, really. I have watched the news at lunchtime. I have watched the news at lunchtime. Today, I have told my mother about my university project. Today, I have told my mother about my university project. And my project classmates and I have interviewed one more person. And my project classmates and I have interviewed one more person. I think that's all. Is it okay? I think that's all. Is it okay? And if the examiner says, yes, it's okay, you can go. But if the examiner says, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. Examiners are really nice creatures, adorable creatures. Don't be afraid of examiners. Okay, the third example, the situation is that you are practicing the present perfect with a classmate in a coffee shop or cafeteria in the evening, okay? You never speak Spanish when you do this, and that's why your English is improving fast. Your classmate says, shall we start? What have you done today? Shall we start? What have you done today? Yes, good idea. Okay, well, today I have done a lot of things. Yes, good idea. Okay, well, today I have done a lot of things. I always do a lot of things every day. That's why I'm always busy. I always do a lot of things every day. That's why I'm always busy. I'm always busy. Well, I have been to work. I have done some housework. Well, I have been to work. I have done some housework. I have done some housework. I haven't had lunch. I haven't had lunch. I had no time. I had no time. This is a past simple, right? I had no time. But I've had a merienda. But I've had a merienda. A merienda is our tea time in Spain. A merienda is our tea time in Spain. You say this if you are talking to a British person, right? But if you're talking to a US American person, you can say a merienda is an afternoon snack. An afternoon snack. I had an apple. I had an apple. That's also a past simple, right? An apple a day keeps the doctor away, you know. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, you know. Keeps is the present simple, but this is a saying. A saying is a dicho, a refrán. This is a saying. It's like popular advice. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, okay? Oh, today I have also studied English with some audios. Oh, today I have also studied English with some audios. Listen and repeat. Listen and repeat. And I have read a story by Gertrude Stein. The World is Round. And I have read a story by Gertrude Stein, The World is Round. Nice, nice. Okay, I have read. Remember that the verb to read is to read, read, read. In the three forms, the spelling is the same. The spelling is R-E-A-D, read, or R-E-A-D, red. You pronounce it as in red, the color, you know, the color red, or the word for communists, the reds, the communists. Anyway, remember when you are reading aloud in class, remember this, because if you see I have read and you read I have read, that's totally wrong. Okay, that's wrong. It's always with have, it's always read. It's always the participle, okay, the past participle. Your classmate says now. With answer, you. I have answered the phone three times. I have answered with a D. Answered the phone three times. If you cannot do a D, do a T, a dental. I have answered. Okay, do it. But don't say I have answered because that's totally wrong. Okay? I have answered. Answered. So I have answered the phone three times. Three times. You are showing the teacher or whoever that you know how to express frequency, right? Three times. Once, twice, three times, remember? Another possibility. I have answered the door once. I have answered the door once. Or a different possibility. I have answered a lot of questions in my job. I have answered a lot of questions in my job. And don't forget have. Okay? I have answered a lot of questions in my job, your classmate. With ask, you're so cruel. It's hard to pronounce. You're so cruel. It's hard to pronounce. Okay, there I go. I have asked. I have asked a question to my boss. I have asked. Como escrito, pero sin las vocales. I have asked a question to my boss. Or I have asked my boss a question. I have asked my boss a question. And a totally different story, not for Básico, is I have asked Mary to wait for me. But that is pedir, so forget about it. Your classmate now. With listen, I have listened to the news. Okay, I have listened to the news. In the previous episode, you learned, I have heard the news. I have heard the news is involuntary. It's like, oh, I heard. I wasn't listening, but I heard it, right? So it's typical when you are doing the washing up in the kitchen and you have the radio on, you are not like sitting in front of the TV watching the news. You are not doing that. You're just like physically hearing it. And then sometimes you hear a story, you notice a story, but it's kind of involuntary, okay? So if it is intently, if it is intentionally, then you say, I have listened to the news, okay? I have listened to the news. If it is not intently, if it is kind of accidental, you say, I have heard the news. I have heard the news. Then, I have listened to some music. I have listened to some music. And more, I have watched The Mentalist. I have watched I have watched The Mentalist. Oh, and I have lost my umbrella. And I have lost my umbrella. And I have missed the train, so I was late. And I have missed the train, so I was late. I have lost my umbrella is to lose something. When you lose something, for instance, in the street, on the street, right? You lose, typically, you lose an umbrella. But you cannot lose a bus or a train, okay? Or a flight. You cannot, because they are not yours. So you miss. You miss your flight, it means you are late for your airplane, okay? If you miss a bus, it means that you don't catch the bus, okay? You miss the bus. For instance, you take the bus at 8 o'clock and one day you run and run and run, but you miss it. You miss the bus, okay? Because it is already 8 o'clock when you see the bus coming and you run, but you don't get it. You miss the bus. And I have missed the train, so I was late, or I was late to work. And I have missed the train. And your classmate was by. I have bought a ticket to Segovia for next Sunday. I have bought a ticket to Segovia for next Sunday. Remember, a one-way ticket. Or in Britain, a return ticket. Or in the United States, a round trip ticket. Use whatever you find in your textbook. I have bought a ticket to Segovia for next Sunday. I have bought a ticket to Segovia for next Sunday. Your classmate. You're really good at English. You're really good at English. Congratulations. Congratulations. And now with call or phone. Oh, I haven't called my grandmother. I haven't called my grandmother. That's bad. That's bad. Poor granny. Poor granny. Let me call her now. Let me call her now. And she calls her, okay? Well, try to underline the verbs and notice when it is a present perfect, when it is a present simple, okay, and or a past simple. Try to identify the verbs. Have a nice day.